Steve Brixton, a.k.a. Steve, was reading on his too small bed. He was having trouble getting comfortable, and for a few good reasons. His feet were hanging off the edge. Bed springs were poking his ribs. His sheets were full of cinnamon graham cracker crumbs. But the main reason Steve was uncomfortable was that he was lying on an old copy of the Guinness Book of World Records, which was 959 pages long and which he had hidden under his mattress. If for some reason you were looking under Steve's mattress and found the Guinness Book of World Records, you'd probably think it was just an ordinary book. That was the point. Open it up, and you'd see that Steve had cut an identical rectangle out from the middle of every one of its pages. Then he had pasted the pages together. It had taken over 2 weeks to finish, and Steve had developed an allergic reaction to the paste. But it was worth it. When Steve was done, the book had a secret compartment. It wasn't just a book anymore. It was a top-secret book box. And inside that top-secret book box was Steve's top-secret notebook. And that top-secret notebook was where Steve recorded all sorts of notes and observations, including, on page one, a list of the 59 greatest books of all time. First on his list was a shiny red book called The Bailey Brothers Detective Handbook, written by MacArthur Bart. The handbook was packed with the real crime-solving tips and tricks employed by Sean and Kevin Bailey, a.k.a. America's favorite teenage super sleuths, a.k.a. the Bailey Brothers, in their never-ending fight against goons and baddies and criminals and crime. The Bailey Brothers, of course, were the heroes of the best detective stories of all time, the Bailey Brothers Mysteries. And their handbook told you everything they knew, what to look for at a crime scene, shoe prints, tire marks, and fingerprints, the ways to crack a safe, rip jobs, punch jobs, and old man jobs, and where to hide a top-secret notebook in a top-secret book box. Basically, the Bailey Brothers Detective Handbook told you how to do all the stuff that the Bailey Brothers were completely ace at. The Bailey Brothers, of course, were the sons of the world-famous detective Harris Bailey. They helped their dad solve his toughest cases, and they had all sorts of dangerous adventures, and these adventures were the subject of the 58 shiny red volumes that made up the Bailey Brothers Mysteries, also written by MacArthur Bart. Numbers 2 through 59 on Steve Brixton's list of the 59 greatest books of all time were taken up by the Bailey Brothers Mysteries. Steve had already read all the Bailey Brothers books. Most of them he had read twice. A few he'd read three times. His favorite Bailey Brothers mystery was whichever one he was reading at the time. That meant that right now, as Steve lay on his lumpy bed, his favorite book was Bailey Brothers number 13, The Mystery of the Hidden Secret. Steve was finishing up chapter 17, which at the moment was his favorite chapter, and which ended like this. "Jumping jackals!" dark-haired Sean exclaimed, pointing to the back wall of the dusty old parlor. "Look, Kevin, that bookcase looks newer than the rest." "General George Washington!" his blonde older brother cried out. "I think you're right." Kevin rubbed his chin and thought, "Hold on just a minute, Sean. This mansion has been abandoned for years. Nobody lives here. So who would have built a new bookshelf?" Sean and Kevin grinned at each other.